In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I mentioned yesterday, that this year is the 25th anniversary of the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II's encyclical, Mother of the Redeemer. And I wanted to further elaborate upon the virtue of Our Lady of, or the virtue of patience, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit of long-suffering that she exhibited during her life. In her enduring and in undergoing many sufferings as a faithful disciple of our Lord. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, long-suffering, is also, as I said, can also be known as patience, because another way of saying long-suffering is long-tempered. And we know that what the opposite of long-tempered is someone who is short-tempered. Someone who can't endure much and becomes easily agitated and angry is someone who is short-tempered. We always say that. And when we look at that word tempered, we can think of steel. You know, steel that is not tempered, if you hit something, easily falls to pieces. But steel that has been tempered is becomes strong, and it can endure much force. It can be used to strike things, and it won't break very easily. So that as the Holy Spirit is working in our souls, the gift of fortitude, which is that gift of strength that we can receive from the working of the Holy Spirit, that fortitude also works on the virtue of fortitude, which can be the natural virtue that we all can work on through our repeated acts of being patient, but it also is infused with the gifts of the Holy Spirit to assist us, because we cannot undergo the sufferings of this world without the strength of God. That's the thing that many people forget. I can't see how a lot of people can be away from God and think how they can endure the hardships and the struggles of life without God. You know, we even pray to Our Lady in the Hail Holy Queen, this valley of tears. It is a valley of tears. No matter how much, you know, we think that we try to make it a place of joy and happiness, this life in this world compared to eternity is a valley of tears. We're always going to undergo some kind of suffering or trial or tribulation, whether it be physical or, you know, spiritual. You know, when you think of how many people suffer from depression and become saddened by the things of life, we think, you know, as one person said, a person without faith has no invisible means of support. And it is the faith that helps us to undergo and to endure the things that come to us in life. Our Lady exhibited great patience, and she had also the help of the Holy Spirit par excellence, because she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So in looking at Our Lady and our Lord, we know that, you know, our Lord, especially in his sacred humanity, had the gifts of the Holy Spirit to assist him to undergo the sufferings of the cross. And so how many people today are trying to find their strength in, you know, something that is other than God, and they find that they fail, because the only one who can give us the grace to endure life's hardships is the grace of God and the assistance and the gifts and of the Holy Spirit, which produce this superhuman virtue that can only come with the help of the Holy Spirit. So today, as we reflect on Our Lady's long-suffering that she exhibited, we understand and realize it is because of that relationship and that cooperation with the Holy Spirit in her soul that we too need to cooperate. And of course, we know that the things that, you know, that even the apostle writes in the sacred scriptures, you know, do not sadden the Holy Spirit. Well, how do we sadden or frustrate the Holy Spirit wanting to work in our lives? Of course, is our sins, our failing to make use of the sacraments or receive that grace, you know, the ordinary means. How many people who, you know, they find that they have troubles in their marriage or whatever, and they don't even go to Mass on Sunday. How do they expect that grace of that sacrament to be effective or be able to be strengthened if they're not using the supernatural means in order to strengthen that sacrament? And then they wonder why they have difficulties in their marriage or relationships is because they aren't feeding it with the graces that they need. And then, of course, you know, we need to practice the virtues. The virtues are not only, that's one of the ways in which the Holy Spirit is pleased when we sees that we're trying to practice the virtues, and then he comes along and he assists us with his gifts. And then also it is practicing the virtues will also make us avoid a lot of sufferings that the vices bring with them. And this is the other important thing about practicing virtue, is that a virtuous man or woman is happier and more disposed to receive and to cooperate with the Holy Spirit working in their lives. Let us today ask Our Lady, who is, of course, the mediatrix of all graces, that we too will cooperate with the Holy Spirit and understand that in moments of difficulties that we turn to God, and that we too will find that, you know, if we are living the life of grace, that when some suffering comes along and we look back and we say, I can't see how I made it through it, it's because we made it through it because God assisted us. He came along when we needed it and gave us the strength to undergo some trial or tribulation or physical suffering in our life. And it became meritorious for us. It became something that made us better, like steel being tempered made it stronger. So the Holy Spirit cooperating and working in our souls strengthens us and makes us better because we endured or we embraced the suffering and he assisted us, that we were able to therefore see it as a grace from God and not as some kind of scourge or just a human suffering without any purpose. So many people today, as Fulton Sheen said, waste their suffering because they don't have a supernatural outlook. When we think of the trials and tribulations, we never think of them as we heard earlier in the week, that suffering is a gift in many cases, these trials or tribulations. And we saw them as a gift from God who loves us, who wants to assist us. And this is where long-suffering also comes in. If we love the person that we're trying to be patient with, love will make things much more bearable and make it, you know, we'll endure a lot of things from someone whom we love as opposed to someone that we don't love, we won't put up with very much at all. And of course, Our Lady loved God and she loved us. So she endured and she put up with a lot of things that we did, sinful humanity, to inflict and afflict her Son and to afflict her most sacred and immaculate heart. So we can learn from Our Lady also the importance of charity in long suffering. Let us ask Our Lady to help us in our lives to embrace the way of the cross and to see it as a means to growing in happiness and holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.